Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, October 10th, 2013. And here's a quick look at what's coming up.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, as the kettle boils in Washington, the plot thickens for America. Is President Obama determined to use his executive privilege to unseat Congress and usher him in as dictator? Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, explains all that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, we all know Barack Obama broke numerous campaign promises since his administration took over the White House, but it looks like there's one promise that he's about to keep. And that is the recent promise to make the government shutdown as difficult for people as possible. Well, he's off to a good start. It's now been over a week since the shutdown began, during which time we've seen Vietnam veterans getting arrested for visiting memorials, along with World War II veterans, if you can believe that, the greatest generation not being treated so great in the National Mall. Now, this is an intentional show of force by the federal government with total disregard for we the people, not to mention a total lack of respect for our veterans. Hell, we can't even visit the Grand Canyon anymore because the Grand Canyon National Park is closed. Recently, a group of over 100 residents, business owners, and tourists gathered for a march in protest of the national park closing. Most of these people, they are local residents who no longer have a job because of the government shutdown. And as a result of all this, the Grand Canyon Park Police are handing out citations, which will require those who enter the Grand Canyon to appear in federal court. Land of the free, my ass. And check this out. Park officials have been ordered to patrol the Grand Canyon 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to keep people out. And, you know, I grew up in Arizona, and I could tell you firsthand that they depend on the month of October heavily for tourism to, that's how they generate a lot of money economically. And, you know, there are 24 national parks in Arizona that generate an average of $2.7 million a day in the month of October. Well, not anymore. They are losing an incredible amount of money. Grand Canyon Chief Ranger Bill Wright says that this is an economic disaster. Well, you can say that again. And, you know, I thought it was interesting to find out that yesterday a guy showed up in Washington, D.C. with his own lawnmower and started mowing the lawn right there at the Lincoln Memorial. And, well, you know, it makes sense. I mean, there is no upkeep or any kind of maintenance whatsoever at these memorials during the shutdown. And, you know, you really got to respect this guy, just an average citizen who took it upon himself to get out there and try to make the place look better for the veterans who are going to be in the nation's capital this weekend for the Million Vet March. So he got out there with his lawnmower and, out of respect for the veterans, started doing a little yard work. And I'm not sure how much of that lawn he was actually able to mow because it wasn't long before the park police were alerted and three cruisers showed up full of cops and they kicked him out of there. Now, speaking of the Million Vet March that is set to take place in the D.C. area, you know, this time, you know, there's going to be a lot of World War II vets that are going to show up, and they better not be denied access to these memorials. You know, a lot of these guys are making their final journey, and they're, you know, heroes in my book, and they are paying their perhaps last tribute to their fallen brothers, you know, to the guys that they left behind or the guys that never made it back. And needless to say, they're not very happy that there's, you know, potentially they're not going to be allowed in to these memorials. No World War II vet should be denied access to, you know, the Iwo Jima Memorial or the World War II Memorial or any memorial for that matter. And the fact that they are being denied access should be a wake-up call to us all. You know, the enemy is no longer foreign, it is domestic. Now, yesterday, we got a chance to hang out with Stuart Rhodes, who is the founder of Oath Keepers. And in an article posted on Infowars.com, well, he is asking everyone who's able to get out there this weekend to the D.C. area and help out our veterans any way you can. If they are denied access to the Iwo Jima Memorial, for example, well, by all means, get out there, be their arms and legs, move those barricades, and help pave the way. Let's take a stand with our veterans, support them any way we can, get out there and protect them this weekend in Washington, D.C. And you might want to bring your cameras out there with you as well. I mean, there is a lot going on in the D.C. area this weekend, along with the Million Vet March. There is also going to be a massive trucker protest. 10,000 truckers are expected to continually circle the Beltway for 3 days. It's another massive protest, this one organized by a group called Truckers Ride for the Constitution, and they are not very happy with the government shutdown, and reports are already coming in that the feds plan to shut down this protest. Sources within the Department of Transportation admitted plans by the feds to order armed National Guard troops to close Washington, D.C.'s Interstate Route 495 tomorrow in order to derail the trucker protest. According to the Freedom Leadership Conference website and redstate.com, they plan to close the route that circles the nation's capital. Armed National Guard troops from Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia will use trucks, jeeps, and armored vehicles to block traffic entering the Beltway. And this is their way of punishing what they call the crazy right wing of the GOP. You know, the guys who are dead set against funding the socialist Obamacare. And now, according to former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury Paul Craig Roberts, Obama could use the debt crisis to seize total power. The president could declare a national emergency, blame the crisis on the Republicans, and pass an executive order which would give him dictatorial control in the name of preventing an economic collapse. So does this mean that there is a Caesar in our future? Well, later on in the program, we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts. He is the father of Reaganomics, and we're going to ask him why he thinks Obama might be planning to seize total control of the White House. That's Paul Craig Roberts later in the interview section of our program. But first, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a brand new tyranny watch. Apparently, the feds don't want the World War II vets to have access to porta potties. We also have a brand spanking new video, or report, I should say, from my friend Bionic Dan Bedondi. When the InfoWars Nightly News returns right after this, stick around.
Alex Jones here to warn you about some of the most important health information you may ever hear. I'm talking about radiation, radioactive fallout, radioactive particles contaminating the Northern Hemisphere. Conservatively, since the 1940s, the Northern Hemisphere of our planet has more than doubled its background radiation. In fact, that was before Fukushima exploded. Now the levels are going up and up and up. Fish are contaminated in the Pacific, and the FDA, the EPA, and others, they're not worried about it. They've been raising the levels of what they claim is safe radioactive particles. So after more than 2 years of research into how to protect my family, looking at all the literature, talking to the experts, across the board they agreed iodine is key, but of the family of iodine, nascent, natural, non-GMO, non-factory iodine that comes from the earth is absolutely paramount for your thyroid and other functions in the body. The literature, the research, it's there. It's not my opinion. It is admitted that iodine is essential for the health of our bodies overall, and nascent iodine is the best form. Now, we're announcing the launch of InfoWarsLife.com, and we're going to bring you scores of products over the next few years that we're researching and developing. But nascent iodine is the first product we're coming out with because it's so important, and it's also listed as a fluoride detoxer. It does so many other things. Your body needs it, and when you don't have enough iodine, forget the radiation, your thyroid absorbs the sodium fluoride and other things. Nascent iodine and InfoWars Life Survival Shield in double strength at half the cost of the leading competitors. Please visit InfoWarsLife.com today.
Well, before the break, I was talking about the Million Vet March that is set to take place in the D.C. area over the weekend. And the National Park Service have actually set up barricades denying World War II veterans access to places like, well, the Iwo Jima Memorial and the World War II Memorial. And now they're actually removing the porta potties that were paid for by private citizens. Here's Gigi Urneta with today's Tyranny Watch.
Welcome to Tyranny Watch. I'm Gigi Urneta. Well, our government's on the warpath again, and topping today's bad list is toilets. You heard me right. They won't allow toilets to be delivered to the World War II Memorial. They won't allow porta potties to be delivered to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. A truck got there with a load of porta potties that were donated by private citizens to help out the visiting veterans since the facilities are closed. The Nazi Park Service Rangers wouldn't allow the porta potties to be dropped off, not even in the grassy area where their 10 vehicles were already parked. Park rangers at the World War II Memorial say the park is closed except for First Amendment activities. The government's shutdown-related closure of the memorial sparked outrage from citizens and lawmakers. Veterans who first breached barriers around the memorial last week were allowed access on First Amendment grounds. The sign says, due to the federal government shutdown, this National Park Service area is closed except for First Amendment activities. So some patriots are claiming their First Amendment rights and heading right on in. Biscayne National Park will not be open for Columbus Day festivities this year because of the federal government shutdown.
We're encouraging people to stay away from the park because officially it is closed. We're going to try and manage that as best we can with all of our federal partners.
So no partying, but the regatta will go on as usual. Well, there is some good news. The IRS will suspend audit activities during the shutdown. Oh, but don't worry. They'll be back after the shutdown to claim their money. I'm Gigi Urneta for Tyranny Watch on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, it is that time of year again. Flu shot season is back. Do you plan on getting your flu shots this year? What about your kids? Are you going to take them out and get their flu shots as well? Well, in case you haven't heard, there are significant risk involved in taking vaccinations. That includes the flu shot as well. InfoWars reporter Dan Bedondi, well, he hit the streets to ask people what they plan on doing about vaccinations this year. He was luckily able to educate some of the people in the process. Without further ado, here is Dan Bedondi.
Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News. Once again, the propaganda rolls out through media and advertisements to tell you to take your flu shots and get your vaccinations. You received the annual flu shot, and do you plan on getting one this season?
Yes, I do.
I do not.
Usually I do. Where I work, they give it as a benefit, so I tend to take it.
Every year. Be crazy not to.
No and no.
No. No, I do not.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
No, I don't. I never have. I have an option to do it every year, but I don't.
Last year I did have one, but this year I'm not going to do one.
Did you get sick last year from it?
No.
And are you aware that during the H1N1 swine flu pandemic, politicians were given safer vaccines reported by the Examiner that were different from what the public gets? So if politicians are getting safer vaccines, what do you think about the vaccines we get?
Well, I would hope that they were safe. I don't know how to answer that one.
I would assume that their shot should be just as good as the public's. I don't think it's right if that's happening.
I try to avoid all vaccines, so I don't take them. Yeah.
I think they're very inferior. If they're getting better vaccines than we're getting, why can't we get the same vaccines
that they're going to get? Why can't everybody get the same vaccines and be equal with everyone?
Well, it should be the same vaccine for everybody. The politicians shouldn't get a better vaccine than the regular people, too, you know?
Go to her.
They're not as safe as the politicians. I don't think that's fair.
No, that's not right.
Especially for kids.
And the Gardasil HPV vaccine is now on record for causing neurological disorder. Knowing this, would you still recommend this to a young teenage girl?
No. No.
Now, are you aware that the vaccinations are a primary cause of autism in over 80 diseases?
Yes, I am aware of that, and it's very scary.
Give your thoughts about Obamacare.
It's a train wreck. It's an intentional train wreck. Actually, the worst thing about it is it's actually implemented in stages so people don't even know they're going to be caught in the web. Because all the penalties and everything that's going to apply to people is so gradual that it's going to be 3 years before it pops in, and all of a sudden it's going to be like whacking people upside the head. Especially a lot of the penalties, they start off very slowly, and they actually phased in, and then by 2018 it's going to be a total wreck unless they stop it. And I don't know if they're going to be able to or not. I mean, they're really trying a lot of stuff to prevent it, but I don't think it's going to work.
Now, you can file the propaganda, or you can take a stand for liberty and take a stand for your health and just say no to vaccinations. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, we're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we will be joined by Paul Craig Roberts. He is the father of Reaganomics. We're going to ask him why he thinks Obama may be getting ready to seize total control of the White House. Paul Craig Roberts, when we return, right after this.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen, and I'm joined now by Paul Craig Roberts. Now, he is the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury and the father of Reaganomics. And he says that Obama could use the debt crisis to seize total power. The president could very well declare a national emergency, blame the crisis on the Republicans, and pass an executive order which would give him dictatorial control in the name of preventing an economic collapse. And Paul Craig Roberts, welcome to the program. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Glad to be with you.
We're talking about executive branch rule, Obama seizing power. Do you think Obama is getting ready to cross the Rubicon, so to speak?
No, I don't think that he's getting ready to do that, but I do think that is an alternative he has if there's no resolution of the debt ceiling limit or the shutdown before the Treasury runs out of money. Obama, if he can make it clear that the Republicans are responsible for forcing the issue, can simply use presidential directives that are already on the books, declare a national catastrophe, and assume a rule by himself. This is all on the books. He doesn't have to invent the presidential directive. Bush put it there. And so he can use it on the grounds that, well, you know, if the Treasury runs out of money, we can't pay the military. So it impacts national defense. We can't pay the interest on the debt, so we default and the whole economy collapses. And that this certainly would be a national catastrophe. So he could certainly take that step. I don't necessarily think that this means he's planning for that or trying to maneuver the Republicans into it. But if they persist in refusing any kind of negotiation or accommodation and he can blame it on them, then he could exercise these existing presidential directives and set aside Congress and the courts, raise the debt ceiling on his own, and continue ruling as long as he proclaimed a national catastrophe.
Yeah, because, you know, the rules have changed. I know that, you know, back in the Eisenhower administration, for example, they set up a way for, let's say, in the event of a nuclear attack, for example, they set up a directive that would allow continuity of the government in the aftermath of a nuclear attack. But now the rules have changed. Now we've got the Bush administration and the Obama administration. All they have to do is declare a national emergency for whatever reason they want, and they can get in there, and the executive branch can now seize total control. I'm right?
That's right. The original reason for these national emergencies was the continuity of government in the aftermath of nuclear attack. When I was a Treasury official, I had a role in that. I was supposed to, in the event of a nuclear attack, I was supposed to go to this hollowed out mountain in Virginia and be prepared to assume control of the government if no higher official survived the attack. So these plans have been there for a long time, but they're no longer, of course, with the demise of the Soviet Union, they're not any longer part of the Cold War preparations. And the Bush people have expanded them to essentially include any kind of emergency, including climate, you know, earthquakes, hurricanes, any sort of thing. And so all it requires is that there's some imminent danger to the government's ability to function. And if that's the case, then the president can simply assume a seizureship and rule.
Well, let me ask you this. Doesn't the Federal Reserve, don't they have the power to prevent a shutdown? I mean, after all, you know, if banks, for example, if they're too big to fail, then why not the federal government?
Right. That's the point that I've made, that the Fed can, on its own authority, lend over $16 trillion to U.S. and European banks to prevent their failure. It can certainly lend money to the Treasury to prevent failure. So that is another possible response should nothing be worked out by October 17th. I think the Fed, there's no limit on the Fed's ability to create money. And there's no reason the Fed should not trust the ability to lend to the U.S. government, who can actually has a tax base to repay compared to a bank. If you can lend $16 trillion to the banks, you can lend to the Treasury. So that is another alternative. I don't know all of the implications of that. Now, you could get into a situation where appropriations just cease to matter because the Fed creates the money, gives it to the Treasury, and they bypass Congress, and the executive branch spends it as it wishes. This could be one outcome. I don't really expect these things to happen because I think Congress wouldn't want to be shut out of the process.
Yeah, Congress is not going to want to be left out, but I think the big question is, you know, how did we as a, you know, free American citizens protected by the U.S. Constitution, how did we become, you know, one step closer to, or one step away, I should say, from a Caesar-like dictatorship?
Yeah, that is the interesting question. Of course, it's a historical process. It began with, oh, what happens if we get nuked? How does the government continue? And so that's how it began, and that was a legitimate question. But under Bush, the whole thing, I think, was used essentially to create more power in the executive branch. You know, the Republican Federalist Society, they push this point of the unitary executive. They have this claim that the president has powers that are not subject to congressional or judicial control, and that to exercise these powers, to act independently of the co-equal branches of government, they have used these executive orders, I think, to build in that possibility in an increasing way. So at some point, it might be tempting for somebody to essentially use that as a coup, as long as it had enough backing, either in the population or from the military. And so it is a danger. It is, the real reason for these powers no longer really exists. We're not really worried about the Soviets nuking us. So,
yeah, so they're going to have to come up with some excuse, and there's a very good possibility that someday, like you were saying, they could very well use a debt crisis as an excuse to seize total power. Hey, we're about out of time. I want to ask you, what are some of the websites people can go to read your columns?
Well, it's just www.paulcraigroberts.org, and I think most of the columns appear on Prison Planet, on Alex's sites.
Well, fantastic.
They tend to reproduce them there.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we're always glad to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, and that's going to do it for tonight's show. It's good to be back. Those of you wondering where I've been working on the Obama Deception 2, which is scheduled to be released in March of 2014. So it's good to be back. Thank you, crew. The InfoWars Nightly News will return tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Till then, have a great evening. We'll see you back right here tomorrow.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.